and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13 with verses 44 through 50 in our practice today. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. What have you given up for the Lord once you realized you have found the treasure of a lifetime? Did you give up everything and follow Him? Did you lay down your abuse and live redeemed? Did you sell every possession and give it to the poor? You see more clearly, you live more abundantly, giving it all away. Once you know the Lord, then everything else becomes second nature in charity. You seek out the lost, the lonely, and the languished, and instill in them the love, faith, and hope of His mercy. We call it living in a state of grace that supersedes everything you've ever done. Yes, I know, it's tough. You sometimes have to give away things you like and even lose relationships you once thought was your everything. Friends, parents, and children alike. It's hard to understand until you completely surrender to His will. Yes, even your enemies become the love of your life, treating them in prayer as the only way to know heaven's forgiveness. What the wicked gains is possible salvation when they see you praying for them and then seek the truth of salvation. So, did you find Jesus yet? Have you relinquished what was stopping you from becoming a disciple of Christ Jesus? Sell it all and give it to the poor or to the ministry of your choice that does the work of the kingdom for the good of mankind. You see, every situation has a purpose in Christ. As many of you know, my wife and I have been on pilgrimage in Portugal and Spain, seeking the spirit and the history of God's first church. We came to the burial location of St. James the Apostle in the Cathedral of Santiago, where we encountered a woman in Mass who invited us to the local soup kitchen called Cocina Economica, that has been in service since 1891. Wow! The cost was only 50 cents. That's half of 1 euro. Then we walked back to our auto to find that it had been towed by accident because our handicapped parking pass wasn't registered locally like it could have been, and foregone 2 hours of time and more than $200 to get it back. Our encounters with Christ-like people gave us a sense of renewal, and even the towing of our car may have been a hassle, it surely led us to the charity God intended for us today. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, each day. I pray for my children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. Pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife to have a baby be born in their family. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Then our poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 today. Our practice is in verses 44 through 50. We've got a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Field Buried Treasure, Heaven's Kingdom Light. Field buried treasure, heaven's kingdom like. Again, person hides after finding delight. Everything he has sells out of joy, might. Merchant likes heaven's kingdom binding fight. Price great of pearl, buy after selling all he has. Heaven's kingdom like the net swirl of every kind of fish with pizzazz. A sure haul, full his net, away throw what is bad. Ages end the same, with no regret. Righteous from wicked, separated. Furnace, fiery, sad. Teeth grinding, will be their fad. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 12th, 2023. I'm recording today at 7:41 p.m. Spain time. Yep, we're 7:41 p.m. Spain time, that's for sure. And we're still rocking and rolling over here in Spain. Continue to ask for prayers of our joy of sharing the gospel each day. Our pilgrimage is ending this week. We ask for prayers of safe travel. Continue to seek the lost and lonely and share what we can, when we can, and however we can. Amen. We close today at 7:44 in the name of Jesus. And we say God bless to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. Peace be to all in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.